Hey.
Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. Coast to coast and all those spots in between. You might have seen a UFO. Telling you, I heard earlier in the day that they saw one in Richmond. Then I heard there was something above Vegas. And a couple of days ago, weren't they talking about it in New York? Let me just say this at the top. If you have really seen a UFO, call us. 800-259. I'm serious. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. And no, I'm not subbing for George Norrie, that other guy on the dial. We're actually mentioning UFOs on the show. It is weird. Lately, that's popped up a couple of times. And it's that question of where are the lights coming from? Was there something that we missed? Are we just crazy? You know, when you're in your backyard, you catch the flash of something, and you want the explanation. What was that flash that I saw? I'm not certain what it was. So I just need that little bit of an explanation to feel okay about it. And to be sure, the UN last week, and maybe there's something to this, the UN last week was talking about the fact that we needed a human representative to be the person or the liaison for the aliens once they arrive here on Earth. So all nations, one person, be able to speak for everybody. And we kind of joked about who that person would be. I remember saying, I don't know, maybe it's Tom Cruise. Maybe it's somebody who's tight in the upper reaches of that so-called religion, Scientology, right? So, because isn't that what it's about? Wouldn't somebody be qualified to do the talking? In fact, they say the UFO lights were over El Paso, too. And the mystery object that was spotted over Richmond. I got a text from someone today. That's how I first heard about it. And at first I thought it's a joke. I thought somebody I knew that lived near Richmond was kind of pranking me. But it turned out that it wasn't a prank. In fact, a lot of the television stations had been talking about it, that there was something strange that showed up over the weekend, a bunch of strange lights that lingered for a while, and they weren't stars. It was something else, and it was kind of in the shape of a triangle. And they say that it was a small ball of light, and there was no beam or any of that kind of stuff. And it was there for about 4 hours. So now it's all about the explaining as to what were the lights. And someone asked, what was the night lights? What was in the sky? I have no idea. I cannot help you with that one. But I'm just saying, I've never seen a UFO. And I don't know that I would want to encounter a UFO, to be honest. Do I think there are other organisms on other planets? I'm going to say, yeah. But the full-blown, our version of what an alien is, I hope not. And I hope they're not circling the Earth for any reason. Oh, the UN is talking about who the liaison would be. We need to get down there. All right, moving to things that are happening here in our own backyard, actually, the big news is we're less than 2 weeks away from a major, major election. It's major because of all the frustration that we're seeing, all that we're hearing from people that never cared about politics before. Suddenly, they're talking about it. They're paying attention. They're starting to get the pokes in the back from legislation that was passed that they really didn't pay attention to and didn't really think was going to affect them until they got the bill in the mail. And then they said, oh, this is why everybody was upset about health care reform. I get it now. It's not really as free or cheap as we thought it was going to be, or a better way to put that, affordable. And a lot of the doctors are bailing because they don't want to be involved in the medical field anymore in family practice because it's just not worth it to them, especially with the amount of malpractice insurance, at least at this point, that they are still having to pay. So will we see a big turnover in 2 weeks? Will a lot of the incumbents be shoved aside for fresher faces that you really know very little about other than what they've said during the campaign or the mudslinging that happened when they were running for whatever office it was? 37 seats are up as far as the Senate's concerned, and all the House seats are up. We know that across the land. I think we're going to see some big changes that people will be very surprised about. I could be wrong and be rocked back on this one. I have been before when it comes to voter count, when it comes to how many people are going out, because that's always what I look for. What's the number? What's the number? I can tell you this. If I were driving down the road and just heard how many voters showed up, nothing about, okay, here's what happened in the gubernatorial race in Texas. Is it Rick Perry, the incumbent Republican governor, or Bill White, the challenger, the Democratic challenger? Just forget all that. If I just heard the numbers that turned out, then I would think in most cases, especially when we're talking more about the congressional races, that we would see big changes. And that would account for why all of a sudden there's so many more people going to vote. You know that there's some concern over on the Democratic side over what's going to happen, because you're starting to see that the president is out there a little bit more. Michelle Obama's out there a little bit more, or all of a sudden is out there. She wasn't really out there before campaigning, but now she is not for Barack Obama other than the public image, but campaigning for other Democrats. That sort of tells a story in itself. Speaking of stories, here's the oops moment of the day. What was Clarence Thomas's wife thinking, Virginia Thomas, when she left Anita Hill a voicemail asking for an apology? And Anita Hill, this happened 20 years ago. Remember the confirmation hearings and the sexual harassment allegations that came out and all that went on during his hearing? So Ginny Thomas decides she's going to leave a message for Anita Hill, who's a professor at Brandeis University. And she leaves the message. Oh, voicemails are so deadly anyway. You got to teach these people not to leave these voicemails. So she says, I would love you to consider an apology sometime and some full explanation of why you did what you did with my husband. Give it some thought and certainly pray about this and come to understand why you did what you did. Okay, have a good day. She thought it was a prank. She called the campus security, had them take it. That goes on to the FBI, and then they do the voice analysis to make sure, and it wasn't a prank. Hill said, even if it was a prank, it was in no way any way to begin a message as far as the presumption that she did something wrong back in 1991. So she said, I don't apologize. I have no intention of apologizing, and I stand by my testimony that I said back on that day. All right, coming on the flip side, we've got odds and ends. Speaking of Michelle Obama, we're going to let you hear what she said earlier on Tuesday.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
So it was two decades old, but Justice Thomas's wife didn't want to let it go, so she decided to make that phone call to Anita Hill that now, of course, is big news all over the place because of what she said in the call and reigniting Hill saying she was sexually harassed. And there's a saying called leaving well enough alone. And I get it if Thomas's wife thinks, hey, I was gypped here. This didn't happen. This is nonsense, and I think we should get this apology. But Hill says, oh, no way. Forget about it. That's ridiculous. I can't believe she left a message, and I'm not apologizing for what I said because it was true testimony. But why even go there? Why'd she even go there? It's like all these people, whether they're politicians or athletes, somehow they forget that there is actually this thing called gigantic media. And when you have sound, like voicemails, you have videotapes, you have the sexting, you know, the texting thing, how they think that they're immune, like there's this invisible shield over what they put out there. And she just wasn't, I don't think she was thinking that that was going to, you know, that anything was going to happen. Maybe she really thought she was going to get some kind of an apology. I don't know. But if she really thought about it for a second, her husband's the Supreme Court justice. There's never been anything that's come out where Hill has said to anybody, it was a ruse, I was lying, whatever. So why even go back there and dredge that up and have that come forward? So whatever. It was the big gossip outside of the Beltway anyway. This was also very, very big. And of course it was big. Because whenever you have shots fired, it's a big deal at a government building, no less, at the Pentagon. And nobody was hurt. the damage was actually pretty minor, but police who are assigned to protect the Defense Department headquarters locked down some roads and some of the walking entrances into the building after there was a civilian that said that he heard shots at about 5 in the morning on the south side of the Pentagon. They did a sweep of the area. They found that some shots had hit the building, in fact. They didn't know what kind of weapon, any of that kind of stuff, because they were still in the throes of investigating that and still are. But the entrances that lead up to the Pentagon closed for about a half an hour. Then they reopened them. And there was even part of a highway that was temporarily closed so they could investigate what might have happened. And they just combed the areas outside the south side of the building. They're looking for some kind of clues on that. And they're not saying very much, not even whether or not there are any suspects or what could have happened. I mean, what, somebody just walked into the Pentagon, pumped a few shots out, and then skedaddled for hoping they were going to hit somebody or see somebody coming? Don't know. Don't know what any of that's about at this point. Only that there were some shots fired at the building very, very early in the morning. Michelle Obama is now back hitting the trail somewhat. She's appeared with the president a couple times, and she's appeared in other situations trying to pump up some of the Democrats who are in tight races across the country. Here's a little snippet of what she says about the press.
Because my husband cannot do this alone. He needs strong leaders out in Washington and here in New York and all across the country to help him get this done.
They're not getting it done right now, that's for sure. And the concern is losing the Democratic majority. The outlook for Republicans in congressional races seems like it's getting a little bit brighter. So will the Republicans take control of Congress? It depends on who you talk to. Will they pick up 60 to even 80? Some people are saying 80 additional seats in the House. They only need 39 to win the majority. And why would the Republicans be doing so well? The reason why is because of so many against the stimulus, for one, and what's happened now in healthcare, because more of that's starting to come out, and people are realizing if it affects them positively, then they're happy. If it's negative, then they're not happy. And this is driving people to vote, in some cases, it looks like, maybe in a different direction. So you have a president who's done more legislative-wise in this 2 years than anybody else. I looked this up today, and somebody was actually even talking about, one of the pundits was talking about it, every other president except for Franklin Roosevelt and LBJ. LBJ, but nobody's running on that. Nobody's talking about this. And I checked some of the ads, and maybe there is somebody, but I couldn't find anyone. The Democrats aren't running on health care. They're not saying, wow, we got this through, remember this, you're going to be covered, or whatever the ad might say. So they're not running on any of the stuff that was passed. They're not running on health care, and they're not running on the stimulus that X amount of jobs happened or in our area or outside of our area. Here's what's happening. That's not what's going on. I'm going to give you an update on some of the races, just quickly, a couple of them. In New York, you've got the incumbent Democrat, Kristen Gillibrand, who leads her opponent by about 15 points in the polls. And I don't think that's a surprise. They were tied in the polls, actually, though, at one point, and then she took off in a different direction. In Delaware, Christine O'Donnell closed the gap a little bit behind Chris Coons to 11 points from 20, which was 3 weeks ago. So she's doing a lot of media, and she's getting past some of the things I think that initially she was out there saying. If that gap tightens a little bit, it could be a different story in Delaware. Boy, that would be a major, major upset if that were the case. The Democratic incumbent in California, Barbara Boxer, is up by 1 point in polls now. Carly Fiorina, who started pretty strong, is dropping back just slightly. But 1 point is nothing. That's a coin flip, so we don't know. Sharron Angle, the Republican, and the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, we talk about this a ton here on America Tonight, because this is a real litmus test in Nevada. It looks like Sharron has the edge. She's 3 points ahead right now, 3 points ahead. But what does that mean on Election Day? There's a few of the races that are happening. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Okay, you only left me a couple minutes. Hey, I got a question for you. When Obama's going around all these campaign stuff, he's flying around in Air Force One, right?
Yes.
And all that tax money going to so he can go pump up the Democrats?
Yeah, but here's the problem with that. There's not much you can say about that, because remember, Bush or whoever previous Republican presidents did it too.
That's my point, Kate. I'm not being partisan here. I'm talking about both of them. There would be a loss if neither the president can't fly around Air Force One, spending all that taxpayer money. You should have heard Los Angeles how much they screamed last time he was there. You know how he snarled the traffic up so bad.
That's right.
I mean, you know, it's just a waste of taxpayer. I just can't get. It's like, you know, his private plane. Okay, I can just. But I mean, it'd be amazing to see how much per hour for the Secret Service and, you know, the cost of that airplane to be airborne or whatever. You know, it would probably be mind-boggling to most people. You know, that's my point, Kate. It's just it's Washington just spending money. You know, and things need to be done to stop it.
That's right.
Is she talking about, his wife? Is she talking about getting stronger communistic socialist leaders to finish off his little socialist plan to turn us into a communist state? So where only Democrats run the show? You know they want to shut down the talk show media, you know, because, my gosh, we can't have people talking against us. You know, anyway, though. And, hey, one last thing, Kate. I haven't talked to you about this. This judge who seems to think that she can control the Pentagon.
Yeah,
you know, and tell them gays be open in the military and all. You know, I was starting to think, you know, Tony Curtis died a couple weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. We were talking about that one movie he was in there with Cary Grant, you know, the Pink Submarine. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need to do, just put all the gays in one little section, like in a Pink Submarine, and let them float around out in the ocean or something like that, you know? and I got one last thing to say about that, Kate, and I was in the military, you know that.
I know.
It makes me uncomfortable to be standing around a guy who's looking at me, thinking about putting his penis up my buttocks, you know. But I'll tell you what, I got two last words to say about that subject, Kate. It's called friendly fire. You know, this is going to cause issues that you can't even imagine inside of the military. So.
Oh, by not having the don't ask, don't tell. Don, wow, you just really went off the rails there. But we'll talk to you again. I think here's the deal, and I think in a bizarre way that's the point he was trying to make, where he got pretty graphic. The bottom line is the don't ask, don't tell was the protection. Hey, we know he is, but that's okay. What do you think?
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes.
to ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
A couple of quick headlines for you, then we're going to head to the mail. Remember, you can always flip us your thoughts at americatonight.net. So, a couple of the quick headlines. Of course, Don, in only the way Don can do, talked about the judge likely is not going to delay the gay troops order. So, what does that mean? It means that the federal judge, Virginia Phillips, said she's going to review the arguments from the Justice Department lawyers and issue a ruling. If she rejects the request, the department could move to appeal at what experts say are likely to be more friendly venues, like the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco and ultimately the Supreme Court, which is where we thought this was all going to go. Now, what are we talking about? Don't ask, don't tell. The military is promising to abide by the injunction against the don't ask, don't tell policy as long as her order remained in place. So she's saying she's inclined to deny that request to delay the order that would stop the military from enforcing its ban on openly gay service members. In the meantime, the Pentagon told everybody, don't tell. Don't tell and recruit gay folks. It's okay, but don't ask. Don't go there. That's so they're skirting around it anyway. That's pretty much the long and the short of it. It's going to go all the way up to the Supreme Court, and then they can deal with it. All right, here's another big one headline-wise for you. Now the FBI is looking at the foreclosure mess. Why not? Let's spend more money. Let's all get involved in this. Here's the deal. It's the old Gordon Gekko because, you know, now we have this second coming of Wall Street with Michael Douglas, whatever it is, 25 years later. And that famous line about greed is good. So when you throw the carrots in front of people in an office who can barely pay their mortgage and say, if you sign all these papers, 500 in the morning, 500 in the afternoon, do you see that BMW out the window? You see that little baby? That's yours. And if you do that for a month, I'm going to give you XYZ dollars, that is. And that's what happened. So now the feds are in the middle of this. They're trying to determine whether the financial industry might have broken criminal laws, you think, in the mortgage foreclosure crisis. They say the FBI is at the start of a lengthy sorting out process where agents will look into what caused the financial institutions to mishandle the flood of paperwork in the historic avalanche of foreclosures. Really? I just told you what happened. Follow the money. Follow the money. Isn't that the golden rule? It's certainly the rule here on America Tonight. I'm sure they're smart enough to do the same thing. Look at the money. How did it happen? That's what happened. People who weren't making that much money were offered some really big money, flashy things, and they took the bait. Tylenol in the news again. Here's the headline that I read. Odor sparks another Tylenol recall. That doesn't make me feel good. They're calling it a moldy odor, in fact. I think I'll walk around with that headache, thank you very much. Tens of millions of bottles of the stuff and other consumer medicines in the past year have been recalled because of that musty, moldy odor. The company is already facing a congressional hearing over quality control lapses that have led to some of these recalls of Tylenol and Motrin and Benadryl. About 128,000 bottles of Tylenol have been recalled this last time around. They're doing it as a precaution, meaning they have no idea what the smell is. What does it mean? What is the smell? What is the smell? The adult Tylenol, the 8-hour capsules are sold in 50-count bottles in the U.S. and in Puerto Rico. They say the recall, the stuff that smelled musty, was made in March at a factory in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania. So it's a J&J McNeil Consumer Health Unit. That's specifically the building. They shut down the plant, and they're upgrading the facility to correct. You ready for this? I know you've heard this buzzword before. Quality control lapses. In other words, in translation, the shortcut. We were cheap, and that's why it smells moldy. But nobody complained about it, so we got away with it, but now we can't get away with it. That's why we had to make that upgrade. So that's really what they're trying to say. All right, without further ado, let's go check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Okay, in checking the mail, we have this from Bubba in Missouri. Hey, America, tonight I have to say my favorite thing that you do in the show is play some of those crazy clips of the politicians. I don't know that they're so crazy. We've had politicians say nutty things, and then you'll hear them throughout the shows, and if it's really nutty, it's one of our greatest hits, and eventually it'll come back and rear its ugly head somewhere. But if you strung all the... You know, it's interesting, actually, Bubba has a point. If you took all of the political comments from the year, like if we went back to January and up to this point played all of the cuts, sort of had the greatest hits, oh, it would be just odd noise coming out of the hill, wouldn't it? And that's it's so easy to catch people in reversals, because that's really what they do anyway in the Capitol. I got this one here from the Rainmaker. I got to say, I like these nicknames. Bubba, the Rainmaker. The Rainmaker here, listening to you on WVMT in Vermont. I've heard you talk about Vermont a bunch of times. Kate, I'm really curious. Where did you grow up, and did you spend any time in our awesome state? I love it when people like where they're from. I have spent a bunch of time in Vermont. I used to ski in Vermont. I used to ski in Burlington. In fact, Killington is where we went to a bunch. They had a lot of, at the time I was an okay skier, they had a lot of black diamond trails. But the thing about Killington, for people who are skiers listening to me, the in the Northeast, and especially in Vermont and going further, the trails can be really icy. So I think you can become a better skier in a way, since you're always navigating some nasty stuff, versus powder, which is completely different. When you're in Utah, let's say, or Colorado, it's a whole different feel when you're skiing under those conditions. But hey, Vermont is beautiful. I have great memories, great times from Vermont. Who doesn't leave Vermont with one of those kegs of some of the maple syrup? I mean, you know, Vermont, New Hampshire, you're always looking for that when you go in the store. That's like the sous-vide. We used to call it the sous-vide that you walk away with. Or a Stuckey's log. Because heading up in that direction, you'd always see those Stuckey's. And we'd always seem like somebody would stop and get something from Stuckey's. All right, this one from Dennis McMahon. The revelation that Bin Laden is alive and well and living in Pakistan once again raises issues about competence in this and the past administrations. Gates spans both. Yes, he does, the Secretary of Defense. And maybe he should think about resigning. The national will get to this and get justice and closure on 9/11. It has to be reviewed. Yeah, you know what? I don't understand why we haven't gotten Bin Laden. I mean, I say that and then somebody will say, well, you've seen that terrain. You saw the pieces where reporters were out there and you can't, it's monstrous. And how could you navigate that? And I think because Bin Laden has some friends who have been able to help him and cover up wherever he is, that's really the main thing. And it is infuriating that we haven't gotten close to Bin Laden. Are you kidding me? You think of, I'm sorry, I'm an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth person, and the blood that ran through the streets, especially New York, the Pentagon, those planes, those innocent people. I mean, what were they doing? They were living. Some of them were poor people that were on planes just trying to get from one place to the other place. It wasn't that they were all filthy rich, living high on the hog, you know, dancing on people's graves. I mean, give me a break. So there hasn't, I guess, been closure for a lot of people, and that certainly would be closure. Here's one from Jeff Crawl. I like the full name, too. Jeff Crawl. Hey, America, tonight. Boy, almost everyone has said that. It's like you're getting it. Hey, America, tonight, didn't you say something about a hockey team? Are you a hockey fan? Who are you a fan of, Kate? Are you a fan of that Minnesota team or Philadelphia or Dallas or somebody else? I bet you root for the Kings. No, I don't. I'm thinking Matt wrote this. I don't root for the Kings. No. I root for the Philadelphia team. I root for the Flyers. Yeah, that sounds good. I root for the Flyers. I used to really be into the Flyers, but I have to admit, and that's back when I would see at least a game or two every month. That's been a while. But yeah, I'm a Flyers fan. But I will go and see the Dallas Stars. And of course, if I was in Minnesota and I had the opportunity, I'd go see the Wild. I like hockey. I get it. Absolutely. And we adopted a team. We adopted a minor league team. Remember the Allen Americans? Uh-huh. You're going to hear from them on a future show. Stay with us.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The shark bait has such teeth, yeah, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bite with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy glows.
Oh, it's a good time to remind everybody that on Thursday / Friday morning, you want to make sure you're wide awake, because in our third hour, yes, you, Mac the Knife, and the rest of the crew, you have a chance to nail the score. The prize closet is bulging. I'm serious. It is. It was like off the track the other day. I'm not exaggerating. And if you nail the score, you win everything in the prize closet. Plus, you get bragging rights. All you have to do is tell us the random game of the week, when it's chosen, who you think's going to win, and what the final outcome will be. You don't have to know anything about football. Or maybe you think you know a lot about football, so you would analyze the snot out of it, and then you're dead wrong in the end. All I have to say is I like the Fox pregame and then the stuff they do in between. I don't know why. I like to hear them kind of gig each other between Howie and Jimmy and what they do to Strahan and even my pal Kurt Menefee. We used to work at a radio station together. And just watch their predictions and what they say. And some of the analysis is good, But a lot of times the predictions are dead wrong. I mean, nobody has the sure thing. If they did, they wouldn't be on the air at Fox. They would be out somewhere in a palace they built on the amount of money that they've won because of the sure things. Ask any gambler about sure things, and they can tell you. All right, here's one thing that I would bet on. Honestly, deep down to my core, I think this. And I thought this really after game two. I really had a good feeling about the Texas Rangers. And, boy, they're not disappointing the Ranger fans. It's been so long. The fact that they've gotten this far after 50 years and now with the chance to get into the World Series, they are putting a major hurt on the Yanks. Here's what happened in game four. Listen.
0-1 pitch. Fastball. There's a high drive in the deep right field. This one is way back there. Cruz back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. A fan reached over the top of the wall, but it is ruled a home run by the right field umpire, Jim Reynolds. A.J. Burnett to the plate. Fastball. There's a high drive. Deep down the left field line. Hooking into the corner. It is a home run. Benji Molina has hit a three-run homer down the left field line right after they issued an intentional walk to pitch to him.
The 1-0 pitch.
Fastball. There's a swing and a high soaring drive deep into right center. Back at the warning track is Thames at the wall. He jumps. Goodbye. A home run for Josh Hamilton into that home run porch in right center, and it is 6-3 Texas.
All right, in the end, Texas now up 3-1 in that series, beats the Yankees 10-3, of course, the final score there. And some weird things happen. You heard the Benji Molina, he hit the go-ahead three-run homer off of A.J. Burnett in the sixth inning. Josh Hamilton, huge at the plate, pair of solo shots they gave him, which gave him four in four games, and the Rangers did it again to the Yankees. What also happened is Mark Teixeira, the first baseman for the Yanks, had to be helped off the field with an injury. I don't see him coming back, and that is huge. Limping off with a strained right hammy, and those hamstrings can kill you. He is not coming back to this one, not at all. Probably what's going to happen here, likely what's going to happen is you're going to have Eduardo Nunez, who will step in to first base. But game five, exactly, it's going to screw him up. But they're already screwed up. Now, I'm no big fan of the Yankees, and I know everyone in Connecticut that's a Yanks fan is going to write me. Go ahead. But C.C. Sabathia will take the hill for the Yanks. C.J. Wilson gets the ball for the Rangers, and this could really be, man, this could be a wrap, and it's an afternoon game. Now, on the other side of things, that was the American League Championship Series. The National League Championship Series, San Francisco, the people there have a lot of reasons to smile. Why? Because they did it again to the Phillies. Take a listen.
The 2-1 pitch, and a swing and a liner into left field. It's a base hit. Renteria is going to come in to score. Digging for third is Burrow. It's a long RBI single for Cody Ross, who's done it again.
And the 1-2, and a swing and a soft liner. A short hop off the body of Utley. It bounces into shallow center, and in to score is Rowan.
Utley got caught in between and was eaten alive by that short hop. 3-0 Giants.
The 0-1, a swing and a ground ball to second. To Renteria, one on to first, double play.
The Giants turn it and win it here in game three.
Yeah, bummer for me, because I'm all about the Phillies. And, of course, congratulations to the Giants, though. What a game. The Phillies could not muster any offense in this one. So they've got a 2-1 lead in the NL Championship side of things. And I'll tell you what, there are a couple of observations from that game. Cole Hamels, he tried to do what he could. But there's a guy named Cody Ross who is chewing up the baseball. This guy, I mean, he is slamming things all over the place. And what's really weird is he was picked up off waivers in August from Florida. And he's all about the postseason. He homered three times in the first two games in Philly. He hit an RBI single in game three to break open the scoreless tie. I mean, he is like Mr. Fearless. And I think that may be the nickname. Everybody's screaming, Cody, Cody, Cody. He's the big difference maker. So they're going to do it again. I don't even want to think about it. Next game, the Phillies really have to try to pull this one out. In the meantime, quickly, the NFL, remember all those hard, crazy hits over the weekend? Actually, this whole season as we go into week 7, people are talking about those helmet-to-helmet collisions again. You think Ray Anderson hit in the head. And, you know, I'm telling you, in watching what happened in that Philadelphia game, I thought DeSean Jackson was not going to get up. I didn't think he was going to get up. Thank goodness he did. But it's severe concussion, memory loss. So there's some devastating things starting to happen to players. And now there's going to be fines, big fines. And the word has come down that you can expect it because they've got to avoid these collisions. Mike Tomlin had plenty to say if he looks at it from the Pittsburgh point of view from the sidelines. And Ray Anderson had some thoughts, too. Take a listen.
I'm all for player safety. I think it is the proper initiative that the National Football League has. I think we need to safeguard the men that play this game to the best of our abilities and make it as safe as we possibly can. We have an obligation to those that look to the National Football League to provide as safe a game as we can. Talking about high school, college, and little league players and so forth around the world. So I'm a proponent of player safety and whatever rule or rule adjustments that we do to make it safe.
Yeah, and I can concur. There's just no way that you can have that. It's just not, you can't have players, and you know, they're warriors anyway, and they know that that's part of the game, that you can get hit, but the helmet-to-helmet stuff, that's got to go, absolutely. So there were some fines that were handed out in the end. Brandon Merriweather, Dunter Robinson, James Harrison are a little bit lighter in the wallet, as they say. The NFL announced that Merriweather and Robinson are fined $50,000, Harrison $75,000. For their devastating blows on Sunday. Matt, you're a big fan of football just like I am. You can't have that. It's just too risky. I mean, you're going to end up with someone paralyzed.
Yeah, and it was a pretty brutal weekend, just football in general, with Eric LeGrand from Rutgers as well. And it's just, it kind of hits home with it's a sport and it's fun, but it's also a very violent sport. And the guys who play it, they need to be protected somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're freight trains going after each other. There's no question about it. So the NFL spokesperson, Greg Aiello, in a statement said that increased discipline for violating player safety rules is going to include suspensions. There were no suspensions this week because they needed fair warning. But in the future, the players and the clubs have to worry about that. They're going to have to look to be disciplined if there are more of those kind of hits. And I say bravo to that. You might have some thoughts. Send them to me at americatonight.net.